close.
Well, you know what the first question is going to be? How about that old line? Get away.
Who's the best singer AC/DC ever had? Bon Scott. Hands down. Hands down. Not even close. Yeah. Not even close.
Yeah. Coach, who's
not even close.
Any separation
for
quarterbacks?
A guy that went to Kenny Chesney, you have no vote.
Any separation?
Yes. We're starting to see some. Troy Williams has got the edge right now, and we're not ready to say he's our guy, but through, what are we, 6 days in camp? 6 or 7 days. Today was day 7. He's got the edge right now, but well, to be continued. You know, we're still not ready to say things are set in stone at this point in time, but he will start to get more reps with the ones than he has.
What has he done to stand out so
just
far?
Been the most consistent. He's been the he's just run the offense the best, moving the chains and taking care of the football and that type of thing. Not the other two are doing a poor job, because they're doing a good job as well, but Troy has started to separate himself a little bit these last couple practices.
So were you going to get them together and tell them exactly kind of what you told us?
No, I'm going to tell you guys and not them.
Well, no, I mean, is that how you do that with them?
Yeah, we will.
Smart.
We'll tell them exactly what the situation is, and like I said, the competition's not over. Don't draw that conclusion, because we're still competing, but right now there is starting to become some separation. The 2 and 3 spot are very tight, however. That is neck and neck.
What would Tyler Huntley need to improve on to take him over?
A little bit better job taking care of the ball. He's still, he thinks he can make a play every snap. And there's not always a play there to be made. Sometimes you just got to burn the ball and move on to the next play. He's got big play capability, but he's got to understand that can't happen every single snap.
Does that just come with experience?
Exactly. More reps, more experience, more work in the film room, more understanding of what it takes at Division I level.
You had that 4th and 20 pass by Troy Williams. Is that more what you were hoping to get out of
that? That was great. Great job by the offense. Very poor defense, but great job by the offense. T-Boney Smith got behind the safeties. Troy put it right on a rope, right where it needed to be, and that was a great play. That was one of the best plays of the fall camp so far offensively.
Any other young guys stand out today?
Zach Moss is starting to do a really nice job at running back. He's a guy that has really opened some eyes. The young defensive linemen continue to impress, especially Lecky Fotu. He's probably the guy that's ahead of the other two at this point, but the other two got a ton of potential.
Coach, what was the kind of – what have you seen as your wide receiver core, and kind of what was the focus for them today?
Wide receivers, the focus all camp long is to be have more of an impact on the offense, be better playmakers, fewer drops, more physical in the blocking game or blocking for the run game, and we're seeing that. Those guys are stepping up. They're doing a nice job. Caleb Rep had some nice plays today. He made a couple nice grabs.
Do you have faith now in your ability to throw the ball down the field without an undue risk of turnovers?
We have more faith in that right now than we have in a while. And so it's still a work in progress. But we're pushing the ball downfield better now than we have for quite some time.
How's J.J. Dielman looking at center?
Looking very good. His snaps are starting to even out a little bit. He's much more accurate. There's still going to be some growing pains with that, but it looks like right now we're getting settled into that group of five as the first line. We'll watch the film and continue to evaluate, but right now it looks like that's the direction we're going.
Bowles at left tackle, is that?
Uh-huh. Garrett Bowles at left tackle, Sam Tevye at right tackle.
What improvements have you seen from your offensive line since the first day of practice?
They've been solid from day one. That's a veteran group. We expect them to be good. And they have performed well since the first day of practice. We've had some errant snaps throughout the course of fall camp with JJ because it's new to him, but those have gotten less and less. So that really has been the only complaint, is the accuracy and the location of the snaps, which I guess is the same thing.
Is Zach Moss pushing Troy McCormick?
He is. Zach is right up there with Troy. Armand Shine did some good things today too. He's a guy that just got here, right at the beginning of fall camp, wasn't with us at all during the summer. So he started at square one, but he's made up a lot of ground.
When do you feel like your linebacker depth chart could be settled?
Probably after the next scrimmage, which is Tuesday. We'll probably be settled in there. That'll go for the majority of the football team Tuesday after the second scrimmage, which will probably be the final scrimmage of fall camp. We're going to settle in and determine who the guys are that are ready to play.
Are there specific linebackers that have really stood out in fall camp?
Sunia Tautioli, number one, head and shoulders above the rest. Cody Barton has really made a push the last 3 or 4 days. Kavika Luafatasanga hit a little bit of a wall with the install, got a little bit overloaded, thinking a little bit too much. As soon as he starts to feel more comfortable, he's got a ton of ability. Right now he's thinking too much.
eliminating drop passes. We see guys working on the jug machine. Is that more of a mental or a physical exercise?
It's both. Concentration, you know, receiving, being a great receiver, you got to have a great deal of concentration. And that comes, you know, through the jug machine as well as physically just catching the ball. So it's a combination of the two.
So your background's on the defensive side of the ball. You got the defensive
mindset. And special teams.
Okay, and special teams.
Special teams, yeah.
You said you're seeing a better job of pushing the ball down the field. Is it the point where you'd be comfortable, you know, turning them loose on a regular basis?
They've never been not turned loose. You know, we're green light on offense to move the football the best way we think we can. And for the last couple of years, we've had one of the best tailbacks in the country, Devontae Booker. You got to play to your strength. But no, there's no restrictions on the offense. The restriction is take care of the football and move the chains. That's the instructions.
Any separation at tight end?
Well, good. I'm glad you brought that up. Siali Fakaloatonga is going to be lost for the season. He has an ACL, and feel so bad for him. But you know, he does have a redshirt year. That's the silver lining. But he is out for the season. And with him gone, that leaves Evan Moyai, Harry Handley, who's doing a nice job, Chad Hecking, the true freshman, who's really showing promise, Bapa Falamaka, who's another freshman with a lot of ability and potential, and let's see, we got one more, Ken Hample, who's doing a nice job as well. So it would probably be Harry and Evan at 1 and 2, interchangeable, and then probably Hample and Hecking, 3 and 4, interchangeable, and then Bapa, number 5.
With the aggressive nature that Morgan wants to run this defense, is that kind of more similar to what you would operate as the D coordinator?
Yeah, we haven't varied a whole lot in our blitz percentages over the last 10 years. You know, it's been really relatively close from year to year. Some years we get it done more with four-man rush than others, but typically our blitz percentages are within a few percentage points of where we always are.
Are you still feeling overall just really positive about what you're seeing out here?
Very positive, yeah. We get a chance. We get a chance to be good. We're not there yet. We're not ready to play today. We don't have to be ready to play today. We've got 3 weeks left to get ready. But so far, we think we have a chance to be a pretty competitive team.
How are Siali's spirits?
You know, he's a tough kid. He's resilient. Obviously, it's tough to deal with, especially after you just rehabbed a knee injury. You know, last year he worked his tail off to get back to where he is now, or where he was, and then to have another setback. But like I said, I think right now his mindset is to try to get back and come back next year. And like I mentioned, he had the redshirt year, so there's no need for a waiver or a petition. You know, it's an automatic if he wants to go that course.
Same knee.
He did a knee in high school, the other knee, and this knee he just did was the same knee he did last year.
Sorry, I missed this a little bit earlier. I heard you were saying Troy is sort of emerging as a leader.
Troy Williams, yep, he is doing a really nice job. He's doing a great job running the offense, taking charge. He is a student of the game. He is studying film 24/7. He's in that film room, and he's done a nice job. He's starting to show some separation from the other two.
4th and 20 with T-Bone.
Great for the O, bad for the D. Catch 22 anytime you're going against yourself. But the safety got caught a little bit low. T-Bone snuck in behind him on a post. Troy put the ball right where it needed to be, and that was a huge play. That's the type of plays we need to be able to make.
I know you have to review film and talk to A-Rod and talk to the quarterbacks, but you know, do you feel like you're getting closer to naming your quarterback starter?
Getting
for
closer
sure?
Every day. Every day we take a step, you know, closer with more evaluation. We've got more of a body of work to evaluate. And as I said earlier, Troy has the edge right now. You know, we're by no means naming any starter, but it's getting to the point where the reps will not be evenly distributed anymore.
In off-field for our relationships, how's Troy trying to